This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's a good day to welcome you to another good day program. Hello. Monday is upon us. That means, the 21st, two-thirds of the way through the month, Rich.
Here we are.
That's the first full day of the equinox, springtime. I'll call it. So it's over. Ramifications caused what? You have much snow you got on the ground there?
Nothing.
Yeah,
it was just some flurries.
Big.
But it was cold.
Yeah. Well, it's going to go up into the, 50s today?
We'll be up 60s, in the 70s.
70s. Yeah, okay. Spring has sprung. The grass is riz. I wonder where my girlfriend is. And springtime brings with it the sound that both Richie and I will present to you in triplicate or duplicate. He's got a scratch in his throat. I got a scratch in my throat. His throat is not the same scratch. The scratch in his throat is not the same scratch as I have in my throat, but they are reflective of what happens in spring because of the change of the climate change, but things that are in the air, things that get stirred up by any number of things. So take good care of yourself. If you're in Flint, Michigan, you're not as likely to take good care of yourself. You're more likely to sound like this and worse. As a matter of course, because the situation is worse there than you could possibly imagine. Think about it this way. We have government supposedly here to do us good. We can all question that. Our opinions of government vary. And mine's not very high. Sometimes there are good things that are done. But think about it this way. Both the Republican governor and the Democratic head of the EPA testify before Congress and talk about why they haven't done this and why they haven't done that. The fact is that nothing has been done. Since this whole situation came to a head, there isn't anybody who's drinking better water, either because of the pipes not being changed or because the water itself is coming from the same source. Wouldn't you think that by this time, with what everybody knows, that there would be a situational change, that the water would have, the water that's flowing through the pipes, the water that's flowing through the pipes before at least was clean. It isn't because they have lead pipes in the ground that there's a problem. That's a problem. But it's because the water quality is non-existent. And this conversation has been going on, and the governor looks like a boob, and the Democrats on the committee,
you've got to be fired or you should be
brought up on charges or something like that. And then the Republicans on the committee went after the head of the EPA, who looked like a foolish boob as well. She hasn't done anything except mess things up. And you can tell by looking at her, both of them, as far as that's concerned, listening to them, looking at them, watching them, that they are from hunger. And their attitudes, the arrogance they have, wow. So, the hearings found Congressman Matt Cartwright of Pennsylvania telling Governor Rick Snyder, you ought to resign.
Plausible deniability only works when it's plausible, and I'm not buying that you didn't know about any of this until October 2015. You were not in a medically induced coma for a year, and I've had about enough of your false contrition and your phony apologies. Susan Hedman from the EPA bears not one-tenth of the responsibility of the state of Michigan and your administration, and she resigned, and there you are, dripping with guilt, withdrawing your paycheck, hiring lawyers at the expense of the people, and doing your dead-level best to spread accountability to others and not being accountable. It's not appropriate. Pretty soon, we will have men who strike their wives saying, I'm sorry, dear, but there were failures at all levels. People who put dollars over the fundamental safety of the people do not belong in government. And you need to resign, too, Governor Snyder.
All right. So that's the Democrat going after the Republican. Now here's a Republican going after the Democrat, Ms. McCarthy.
Oversight was our responsibility. We took that seriously, and we conducted it. Does that mean I don't have regrets? Because I'd really like
to... No, that's a whole different standard. Everybody can say, that's cheap. Oh, yeah, we just got regrets. That's cheap.
Well, okay? So you have to look at how the law works, and we did...
Yeah, you know what? And it failed. You failed. You said, quote, if there is anything I could do, if there was any switch I could pull, you had that under the law and you didn't do it.
No, sir, I did not have that under the law.
Yes, you did. If there is an imminent threat, you can pull that switch.
Only
and you finally did in January. Administrator, you are wrong.
Yeah. Okay, so we've got administrators, we've got governors, and what about the people? Here's somebody that lives in Flint named Veronica Kelly. With a very focused message for the governor.
I'm trying to redate again, but people find out you're from Flint, they won't even talk to you. They think you're diseased, and that hurts, okay? So now I tell people I'm from, if they ask me from Grand Rapids or another city or something like that, but that's sad that I have to lie. Governor Snyder, thank you very much, but I wish you would come and take a bath or a shower in my house for a while. See all the rashes and stuff that's on me, all my hair that I've lost. My teeth are falling out. I am just breaking down. I'm thinking that it's from age, but no, it's from the water. So I'm very sad that I'm being broken down in my older age when I am a healthy person. There's nothing wrong with me other than want to live life like everybody else. Governor Snyder, thank you so much for ruining my life.
Well, he didn't ruin your life, but he hasn't made it any better. He didn't fix the problem. I don't think he made the decision. I believe that the officials in Flint, if I'm not mistaken, made the decision. But now there are a lot of terminally ill young people there. And the demagoguery, the proportional demagoguery, listening to these people go back and forth, is the best example that I can think of as to why Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders are doing as well as they are doing. My son, I was talking about this with my children over the weekend, and my son especially, who's very cynical, you think I'm cynical about government, Richie, he's extraordinarily cynical. What's going to change? How is this any different than all the other things that have been going on, not only this year, but last year and the previous 10 years and the previous century? People don't know how to govern themselves, and there's always corruption. But I don't know, what's the corruption here? Who's getting paid what for having dirty, bad, unhealthy water?
It's just incompetency here.
Flowing, it's exactly right. It's incompetency across the board, and you see it, you feel it, you know that that's what the problem is. And that's why these people are wild. The people who live there are crazed by how ineffective, inefficient government has been. And that's why there is a problem. 14 past the hour, this is the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Aches?
pains? Looking for a solution to silence arthritis? Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream is the answer. Use it for arthritis pain, strains, sprains, bruises, and more. Don't let your achy joints and muscles slow you down. Make you feel like you again. Give Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream a try today. Beat the pain.
Available in stores nationwide.
Control, do you like mortgages?
Negative. Over.
Do you like rockets?
Affirmative. Over.
Do you like rocket mortgages?
I'm listening. Over.
Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that turns the entire mortgage process into a fast, powerful, completely online experience.
Copy that, QL1. I'm going to go ahead and push this button in.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Number 33.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
17 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program for Monday. We're into the in-depth portion of the program. The Flint water crisis is what our focus is. Now, let's see, we've heard somebody who lives there. We've heard from the politicians on each side. Now, here's a doctor named Mark Siegel who says the problem isn't just exclusive to Flint. There are things you can do if there's a problem with the water in your neck of the woods. Here's how you make sure it's safe.
You know, it's really a bad emergency, and you do know by getting your water tested. And one of the ways you can get your water tested right off the top here is you can call the EPA Safe Drinking Water Hotline, 1-800-426-4791, 1-800-426-4791, and they'll tell you how to get your water tested locally. But there's a real hats off here to USA Today, because they took a story about Flint, Michigan, and they made it a national story by finding out that there's 2,000 drinking water areas which are in trouble, and 96 million Americans can be affected by lead in their water. That is huge. Now, why is that? It's because up until 1986, we didn't have to have the lead out of our plumbing lines. If you have a brass faucet, you could have lead solder or a chrome faucet or your entire plumbing line or something going from your sewer system to your house. So it's not all about corrosive water like we saw in the Flint River. It can be in your drinking water, and we're really worried about very young children here.
Mm-hmm. All right, here's a YouTuber named Michael Bryant who posted some interesting information about what happens to the records concerning the water in Flint.
This shouldn't even surprise you at this point with all the rhetoric Snyder was tossing around the U.S. Senate building. Oddly enough, ladies and gentlemen, the city of Flint Municipal Center, where the files were stored on the water Flint crisis, have been burglarized, and even the chief of police of Flint has said this was an inside job. This is not coming from any conspiracy theory site or anything. It's coming from Michigan Live or MLive, and I have another one, Occupy Democrats, and this page here is just filled with other sources. So you can believe what you want one way or another. As of Friday, March 18th, there's still no suspects in the case, and no officials say it may never be known what, other than a TV, was taken, quote unquote. In other words, nobody did any type of no type of logistics to say what was in there and anything else. Basically, everybody's saying, you know, this was an inside job. The new chief of police, Tim Johnson, says it's basically too suspicious. You know, ladies and gentlemen, with what happened in the Congress building, I can only give you one guarantee who would have the authority, and I almost guarantee you Governor Snyder is behind this.
All right, Governor Snyder, you're a bad guy, EPA Administrator, whatever her name is, McPuffery, you're a baddie too. 21 past the hour, the goodies are here on Good Day.
Don't
know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro-1 G2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
My pal Uri Geller is here. He joins us every week at this time for an update. And I just said to Uri, I was thinking of something a day or two ago, and I can't remember what it was. I said on the air, I wanted to ask Uri about this. And Uri says, was it about the Las Vegas magician?
And that's exactly.
Like, without even thinking about it.
Right.
It was Doug. Bingo.
The story.
Right.
And what is this? So who are you talking about?
Well, I don't. I'm just trying to remember what it was. But it said something that was directly correlated to you. And the using. I don't even remember what it was. I just remember that it was so correlative, if you will, to you. You don't know the story either. You just know I was thinking about. See, maybe this is the more important part of the conversation.
You don't know the story he's talking about?
No, I just.
But he just knew it was on my mind.
How did you know that Doug was thinking about it if you didn't know the story?
I just uttered it out because that's what was buried in the back of your mind.
Yeah. So think about that, folks. Forget about the Las Vegas magician.
Way.
Think about Uri Geller and I are 10,000, maybe more. We're 12,000 miles apart. He literally is halfway. I'm in Los Angeles, and he is in Tel Aviv. So there's a half a world away from us, and in a split second, he knew what I was thinking about. And he doesn't even know what the story is about. He just picked up Las Vegas magician in the ether. So that tells you. What do you mean, no? What else?
If I were sitting here and watched this whole thing, I would not believe you if you told this to me.
Oh, well.
may I just tell you an interesting story? This is also probably tied in or a synchronicity, but I had a very interesting guest come to see me and interview me for her new book. Her name is Annie Jacobsen. If you Google her, she's a very serious author. All her books have hit the New York Times bestsellers list. She writes about politics, wars, ammunition. Very, very interesting. Just Google Annie Jacobsen. and that's S-E-N in the end. So she came over, we spent a few days together, and she reminded me that she interviewed a CIA operator called Kit Green. And Kit did not quite believe the Stanford Research Institute documents about me while the CIA was studying me in Palo Alto, California. But what convinced Kit Green, who worked in Langley, Virginia, in the CIA headquarters, is the following. You must remember that in the early 70s, there was no internet, there was no Skype, there were no mobile phones, and the only way to communicate was obviously through picking up an old-fashioned phone. So he says to me, Uri Geller, I'm in Washington, near Washington, I'm holding something in my hand, what is it? And exactly the same way I picked up Las Vegas Magician, I saw a book, and I said, there is a picture of like scrambled eggs on the page, and above it, there are words in big, architectural. The guy freaked out because he was holding Gray's Anatomy, and the picture I described was the picture of a brain, and above it, he scribbled with a black marker, architectural. So that totally blew his mind, and this was, again, thousands of miles. I was in Palo Alto, California, and he was in Langley, Virginia.
There it is, the proof positive this kind of stuff exists on the planet.
So amazing.
It is amazing. Uri Geller, check out his website, URIGELLER.com, UriGeller.com, here on the Good Day program.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Marketing your small business includes making sure your brand comes across as professional and able to compete with bigger companies. That means presenting a high-quality, polished image. If you haven't updated your logo in years, give it a makeover, and definitely record a clear and upbeat phone greeting to give customers a great first impression of your business. Keep listening for more ideas here, and visit grasshopper.com.
For fast, powerful, and portable ratcheting without a power cord or air hose, pick up the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt Max Access Auto Ratchet. The ratchet head delivers up to 420 inch-pounds of torque at 225 RPMs, enough power to turn just about any stubborn fastener quickly. The pass-through design eliminates the need for deep sockets and lets you tighten and loosen long bolts fast, even in tighter workspaces. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, Sears, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores.
I'm Dr. Travis Stork, and welcome to Congestion Questions from Simply Saline. Susan from Hayes, Kansas says her congestion gets worse at night, and she asked, can you help me? Susan, I like to use Arm & Hammer Simply Saline before I go to bed. It's a gentle drug-free mist that quickly flushes away nasal congestion for a better night's sleep. Got a question? Ask it at congestionquestions.com and feel better simply. Simply Saline.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hey everyone, with 20 plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring, though, are these timeshare charlatans. These high-pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer. Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the DBB, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract? Call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948, 800-587-EXIT. Call now, 800-587-3948.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Now 33 at the hour, 27 before the new hour, Monday morning, and in depth in this hour, take two, three, maybe four items and dig around in them for your listening and dancing pleasure. I'm Doug Steffen on Good Day with my friend Rich McFadden.
Hello.
He's at the controls in our studio in Washington. We both got a little tickle in our throats, anticipating springtime and what happens to a lot of people. If you're on a plane, it's even around people that are in tight areas. You get the, this is a late season flu season. I don't have the flu, and I don't think you do either, Richie.
No, hopefully.
But there's a lot of this scratchy stuff going around. Anyway, let's focus on the president arriving last night in Cuba and the historic shift in U.S.-Cuba relations. So this is something that for nine decades has been going on. You realize it's that long? It's really, well, in terms of who's gone there, what's going on. I've asked the question a lot, why haven't the people sort of just risen up in arms? Because they don't really have good drinking water. It's like the whole island is similar to Flint. There are some places that have no drinking water at all. They don't have electricity. They don't have any conveniences. Outside of Havana, there's very little, if anything, that resembles what we would call being up to date. And I say we're way beyond
the 50s, 40s,
right.
And 50s.
Yeah, exactly. So when Batista was tossed out by the communists, the next thing that happened was the Castro brothers wandered into town and Fidel took over. Fidel's still alive, just barely. So he wasn't there to greet the president. Neither was Cuban president, his brother Raul Castro, noticeably absent. But he'll, I believe, today, this morning, the presidential palace they'll have a reception for him. But that sort of underscored, it was pouring rain too, by the way, if you saw any of the video, pouring rain. It sort of underscores what really is going on there. What's going on is that there is this class, you know, we talk about it here a little bit. We have to have more taxes on the rich so that the poor people would be better off. I wonder, when I see places like Cuba and see places like Saudi Arabia, and I ask myself the question that seems to be the thing that's on most everybody's mind. If, in fact, we live in an age where people have so much information, even though there's not much internet, as Richie said, there isn't much of anything. It's pretty obvious. News media reports suggest that it's just the difference between the opulence, those who have and those who have not.
Mm-hmm.
You think there's a distinction here. We're the best off in the world for the most part. Look, and that's what makes the arguments that Bernie Sanders puts forth specious. That's another subject. We'll get to that in a little bit. But in terms of the Cubans, why is it that they haven't just gotten rid of the Castros? And I could ask, again, to go back to Saudi Arabia or any of these places. Well, you can say, well, look at what the Egyptians did. They threw off Mubarak. Well, Mubarak, as it turns out, was a lot better than what they replaced him with. And
in Cuba, you're on an island. It's not like you have all these other countries to deal with the Arabs.
No, but that, I'm just wondering what there is in human nature, Richie, that keeps people, when it's so obvious, even if they are backward, it's so obvious that what they have is not what, I mean, they're 90 miles from Miami.
Right.
So they have to be able to see in some way, shape, or form, even if they have just basic television, they've got to be able to see what's going on in America versus what they have to deal with there. So why is it that more people aren't all worked up about this? And then there's that question. But then the other question is, how have we been so foolish? How have we been so almost reckless as to not notice what the opportunities are in Cuba? People say, well, I remember George Bush saying, we can't deal with them, they're communists. You know what bull crap that is? Why is it then that we deal with China? Because it's to our advantage for all kinds of reasons. But when you look around in Cuba and see the fabulous opportunities there are there, for I thought for a long time, and I said this on the air, okay, so the Germans, the Dutch, the English, the French, they're all going in there to buy up all of the good land. Well, there is some of that, but they haven't done any economic development. This thing is a bonanza for American business. It is, people, I think, what are there, 19 million people live on the island, something like that?
Yeah.
They're, and tourism galore. And at this point, the Castro brothers don't seem to be too worried about what's going to happen. What's going to happen is that the island will have a rebirth.
There's no way they keep control of this island for another 5 years.
Nah, and maybe that's what they recognize. So let's bring in business and it'll be as corrupt as possible. You have to pay off the... Hey, you used to have to do that with Batista.
Those guys are too old and there's too much money to be made.
Yeah, right, exactly. So here we go with Frederica Whitfield, who's traveling with the president. She was with Chris Cuomo, who was in Cuba. He's the governor of New Hampshire. No, I'm sorry. I get the two Cuomo brothers mixed up. He's a reporter. That's right, too. Chris is a reporter. His brother, the other brother. What's the name of the other brother?
Mario.
Al. What's the name of the governor of New York? What's his first name? He's another one of Cuomo. But anyway, they're all there talking about the president's arrival.
Historic trip by a U.S. president, the first U.S. president to touch soil in Havana, Cuba, in 90 years. Along with the president, a contingent of some 39 members of Congress, also on board 11 business CEOs and entrepreneurs, all bringing with them hope for a changed Cuba ahead.
I'll tell you, Fred, our producer Kim Norgaard saw the president's plane coming past our location here. Now it's touchdown, and to many of you at home, it looks like, well, there's Air Force One touching down again. Not for Cuba. Again, forget about 90 years. Yes, that's the last time. But this was a never before. Since the revolution, this has not happened, and that's what Cuba is today. It is its revolution history, and many here, generations of people here, never thought this would happen. So just this moment of this plane being on the ground and President Barack Obama being inside is something that people here never imagine.
It's cool, actually. The president took to Twitter to announce his arrival. Que bola, Cuba. Just touched down here, looking forward to meeting and hearing directly from the Cuban people. You think you're going to hear directly from the Cuban people? This is going to be like a campaign rally orchestrated well by those in charge, orchestrated by both sides, probably, to make it look good under the circumstances. Here is our Graham Flanagan from Business Insider talking about the house in Cuba they rented through Airbnb.
Okay, so this is it. This is the living room and a nice bookshelf full of a lot of communist literature. So we have 5 volumes on women here. So this is me. I have a king-size bed here, as you see. It's very comfortable. It's actually just 2 single pushed together, but very comfortable nonetheless. I want to show you sort of the water pressure situation we're working with. I have yet to take a hot shower on the entire trip. Amanda's bathroom gets hot water, but our bathroom does not, which hasn't been a big deal because we're in Cuba where it's extremely hot and humid all day. Okay, this is our kitchen and dining area. We have our fridge, which was stocked for us with some beers. The 2 beers of choice here in Havana. It seems like these are the only 2 beers you can find. It's a Cristal and Bocanero. But they stock that in here. We have it's like mini bar prices. It's like $2 for a beer.
Overall, our experience here at the Airbnb has been really positive. Hasta luego. Adios.
All right, so I'm looking at a picture of Jorge Giannattisio, who's watching the president with some local folks in a house that looks like in pretty tough shape, but they do have TV. This guy's vice president, chief of Latin American operations for Starwood Hotels. They're going to be the first American company to make a deal. Yeah, you don't think, again, this is a bonanza for tourism in hotels like this, these that are operated by these guys.
We are extremely excited to share the news that the Starwood is going to be first in Cuba. We will operate 2 hotels here in Cuba, one under the Luxury Collection brand and the other one for our Four Points by Sheraton brand. Basically, will be the conversions of the Hotel Inglaterra and the Hotel Quinta Avenida in Miramar. And we also signed a letter of intent for the Hotel Santa Isabel in La Habana Vieja. We are going to elevate the quality of the properties to achieve the standards that we have established for those brands. If you see, the Havana today is full. They receive more than 4 million tourists per year. I mean, 3.9 million was last year, and this year is going to be much more with the application of probably more than 100 daily flights from the U.S. If that happens, clearly the amount of travelers to Havana and Cuba will skyrocket, and we want to make sure that we are ready to welcome them.
Yeah, there'll be flights from Boston, New York, Philadelphia, Charlotte, Washington, Miami, Tampa, Dallas, Chicago. It'd be pretty, wherever there are a lot of Hispanics, but even, I mean, Los Angeles, I can't imagine there's going to be a couple of flights from Los Angeles, 110 flights a day, and it'll be pretty much the top four, although Southwest probably get in on the act as well. But certainly direct from Miami, where American has both American and, well, no, American's pretty much it in Miami. Dallas, both Southwest and American. Chicago, American and United. Atlanta, Delta pretty much exclusively. Delta from New York and New York probably all three of the airlines. You'll see a lot of traffic from Boston going down there, JetBlue probably.
Avianca and Copa.
They'll establish there, and then they'll go backwards, so the other way. It'll be Havana to America and America to Havana. So along with the president, the president of PayPal, president of Airbnb, the Marriott people were along as well. I wouldn't want to stay there after what we know about the Marriotts, but I've told you that. It's a whole different story. So it's interesting to see who's gone along, a whole list of people. I got to go through the list. It's just, it's really, it's good. It's cool. It's time. Thank you. And you're welcome. 15 before the hour here on Good Day.
I'm all about keeping it simple. Been getting the same haircut from the same guy for 20 years. You can't beat simple. That's why the first place I turn to when I need something is Grainger. I don't want one place for my safety products and another for my abrasives. Grainger has over 1.2 million products and the solutions I need to help keep this place running. Grainger. Simple. Simple. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Hey, you woke up today. Big win. Time for a reward. Right now at Burger King, get two hot and flaky croissant breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's two croissant for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese. And they're two for $4. That's a breakfast deal so good, you may just become a morning person. Get the two for $4 croissant sandwich deal today. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And if saving money and a clean shave isn't incentive enough, Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. Our way of saying thank you for trying us. How are we able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures them. That's how. So go to Harry's.com right now and enter code 4000 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 4000.
Being there matters, and in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference. Not $1 billion, but I do want to be able to save for the future. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out what I should be doing. Together, we came up with a personalized plan for my finances. And now, it seems like a life of rewarding work just might pay off for a lifetime.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
It's 48 past the hour. Last week on Good Day, and a lot of other radio programs as well, there was discussion of Adam LaRoche, a situation that he has with the White Sox and his son, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So the conversation continued over the weekend. Here is a reporter named Rita Garcia who talked about the reason LaRoche decided to retire.
It was one of the big stories this week. A Major League Baseball player walks away from $13 million, but the shocking part of the story, it was all because of his son. Chicago White Sox first baseman Adam LaRoche announced this week he was retiring after management asked him to stop bringing his 14-year-old son Drake to practice with him every day. Drake even had a clubhouse locker next to his dad and has been traveling with him for several years. Management thinks it's a distraction. Now several players are threatening to boycott the team. LaRoche says he's walking away because management's new request goes against an agreement they had when he signed with the team.
It's kind of a weird thing. Here's something from Good Morning America yesterday. Correspondent Eva Pilgrim talks about LaRoche's comments since he announced his retirement.
Roche breaking his silence, tweeting that prior to signing with the White Sox, he worked out a deal that his son Drake could be a part of the clubhouse, but saying, "This season, I was told not to bring him to the ballpark at all. I had to make a decision. Do I choose my teammates and my career, or do I choose my family? The decision was easy." Many of his teammates furious after a heated team meeting.
Drake's honestly one of the best kids I've ever met. I would probably say that the entire clubhouse is with Adam.
We're missing one of our troops, and we can't get him back, really. He's done.
Left-handed ace Chris Sale saying they were told three different stories as to why the team was not allowed, even going as far as to question the VP's version of events.
We got bold-faced lied to by someone we're supposed to be able to trust.
This controversy surrounding LaRoche's retirement undoubtedly tearing the White Sox clubhouse apart with just a few weeks to go until opening day.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
There it is, right on cue, man. Am I good or what? It's 53 after the hour now on the Good Day program with my friend and companion. I can say this any number of ways, none of them would sound good.
Let's stop there.
Tommy the K, Tom Kreidler, who is the co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program on all around the country every weekend. He's the man. And Leslie Segretti is his co-host. She is really very good. Knowing how to fix things at home is a handy trait to have. So we'll get to Tom and some of your questions. What's his line today? We'll find out in a moment here on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending. Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
You're a small to mid-sized business with 300 to 3,000 employees. You face the same network security challenges as big businesses do, but can't support a big IT investment, leaving your doors open to advanced cyber threats. Barracuda next-generation firewalls provide all the core features of enterprise firewalls and UTMs, but without hidden costs and deployment hurdles, making owning a big business firewall no big deal for your SMB. Reclaim your network. Try a Barracuda next-gen firewall risk-free at barracuda.com/firewalls.
All right, so Tommy.
Yeah.
There's a question from a fellow named David.
All right.
As a two-story colonial in New England that has a ridge vent and gable vents in the attic, he's trying to seal spots in the attic where heat escapes. So I guess his question is, does he have, how do you make sure you got enough of the right kind of venting?
How do you balance that?
Yeah.
Well, first of all, if you've got a ridge vent, that's very good. That's a very efficient vent, goes down the whole peak of the roof, but it's only half of what I would consider an adequate ventilation system. The other half would be soffit vents at the overhang. Now, if this style of house has soffits, I would check to see if they're vented or not vented. Very often, Doug, I'll find soffits that may have once been vented and perhaps closed off by adding, say, vinyl or aluminum soffit material by installer that didn't quite understand the purpose. You want to make sure you have good air flow that's coming up those soffits, rides up under the roof and exits at the ridge. In terms of sealing off the heat escapes from the second floor, yeah, that's a problem. Every time you have a pipe that comes through, you have wires that come through, all of those areas are places where heat can escape the heated area of the house and get up into the attic. So those need to be sealed. And you can foam those in place and then add fiberglass insulation on top. Or you could do what I did in my 1886 farmhouse, and that is that I basically eliminated the need for a ventilated attic by adding isonine spray foam insulation to the underside of the roof rafters. And when you do this, you don't have to have ventilation anymore. The attic becomes a conditioned space as opposed to an unconditioned, unheated space. And it's a far more efficient way to stop not only those drafts, but also keep the heat in.
Why?
Because when you stop the air infiltration that comes in and out, you reduce a lot of the air exchange that goes on through a house, which is the reason that you have insulation to begin with, right?
You have fresh air in your house?
You don't. Well, you'll still get some fresh air in the house, but you won't get nearly as much wasted heat and wasted cool in the summertime. It's a really far more efficient way for you to regulate the temperature in your house. You know, when I go to my attic now, it's no longer 110 degrees in the summer. Or below zero in the winter. It's the same temperature as the rest of the house. And my house went from one of the least efficient homes in the neighborhood to one of the most efficient. According to my utility company, they're wondering, you know, why I'm not paying them anymore. Well, it's because I don't need all that energy.
Yeah. You've been in my farmhouse, being your farmhouses, and one of the things that we always had a problem with was the heat in the attic. Man, it could be new insulation all over the place. It's still... And I had air conditioning in the whole house. Now, I've sold the farmhouse, and I'm moving around the corner to a house that doesn't have air conditioning. But I've been talking to somebody about these new units. Maybe you can tell me what to get. There's an air conditioning unit that you see a lot in the old hotels that seems quiet. It's like a white unit, goes on the wall, not like the old air conditioning units.
So you're talking about a split ductless system.
Mini splits.
Is that what it's
mini
called?
Splits. Yeah,
they're expensive.
They're great, though.
They're as expensive as putting air conditioning in the whole house?
Yes, more expensive because they're going to only heat the zones that they reach. Now you can have one air conditioning compressor that might handle two wall units, or sometimes more if it's commercial. But I think the install on that's going to be more expensive than central air conditioning.
Even if I don't, now the house I'm going into has the old traditional water system for heat. Doesn't have any
hot water baseboard. Yeah. So there's a type of system called used to be called space pack. It's a high velocity, low volume system, and the ducts can run inside the walls.
All right, thank you, Tommy McKay.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent, and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885.
1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all.